Oftentimes during this Christian journey, burdens press your brow. You wonder if there's a way of escape, and if so, you cry, God, please show me now. You try so very hard to make it because you don't want to fail. But despite your feeble human efforts, your only destination seems to be hell. You fall on your knees, agonizing in pain, crying, Father, if it's your will, revive my sinful soul again. Lord, revive my sinful soul again to speak a word for thee. Lord, lift this endless burden and set my deserved soul free. For you see, Father, I'm not worthy of your mercy, and I don't deserve your care. So please, please, Lord, in love, listen to this powerless prayer. For you see, from my standpoint, the situation has no hope. Just how much longer, Lord, do I have to cope? And then God says, my child, trust only in me. Despite how helpless the case, it is not an impossibility. Remember, I created the sun and hung the moon in this respected place. Surely I can lift you out of your rut and supply sufficient grace. But Lord, what about the powerless prayers I so often pray? I doubt if your grace is sufficient to carry my cares away. And then there are those times that I don't really care, so I handle my own problems instead of coming to you in prayer. Lord, if your grace is sufficient, help me believe. And then God says, my child, you must be willing to receive. And if willingness is what you lack, I can supply that too. So give me the chance, and I will bring you through. Of course, my grace is sufficient, even until the end. Who do you think supplied grace for Daniel when he was in the lion's den? So give me a hand, and I will lift you up. Like I, you too must drink from the bitter cup. But the longer you serve me, the sweeter I grow. So trust me in the way I had to go. And the sun, I'll let it shine after a while and show you that my grace is sufficient for you, my child. And the word of God says, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.